Hello everybody, welcome to the Animal Channel. We are doing a two-month series about totem animals. And we have been really talking about animals as a totem, gosh, for the last 5 months, 6 months. So what we would like to explore today is, what is an animal totem? Is a totem the same thing as what we would refer to as a spirit guide? Is a totem different? Are they living? Are they crossed over? How do I find mine? How do I use them? How do I communicate with them? So in part of this conversation, I really wish we had the opportunity to open up the mic for everybody, because I think it would be really lovely to hear from everybody. And what's difficult is when we do that, we just get really bad feedback on the recording. So I have everybody's mics turned off, so we do have a clear recording. I hope you have a piece of paper and a writing utensil so that you can take a couple of notes. So again, welcome, Animal Channel, Animal Totems. And in our classroom, I found this really delightful picture of an iguana that was just kind of looking right like, hello, hello, can you see me? So the very first question on the top that I want to talk about are, what are totem animals? And you can use them as a reference of, as a spirit guide, animal guide, I think would be a better way of looking at that verbiage, that we have angelic guides that give us information. We have animal guides that give us information. We have elementals that give us information. And the information that an animal gives us is a little different than, say, how information would come through from an archangel, or what you might say your, quote, spirit guide is. So let me just give a couple of the definitions and see if any of these resonate with you. And if they do, great, use them. If they don't, then I really encourage each of us to find our own definition that fits for each of us, because we're each going to have a different way that we step forward. So in my kind of arena, we have different skill sets that we use. We hear things, so we're telepathic. We are clairaudient, we are clairvoyant, we are clairsentient, where we like to touch things to get information, we like to hear things to get information, we like to send visual informations back and forth telepathically. In how I work is, I hear things very clearly from the archangelic realm, from the ascended master realm, from guardians, guides, if you will. They speak in English, or if you, whatever your own language that is, that, like, if Spanish is your first language, then they'll most likely speak to you in your mother tongue. Animals speak in pictures. So they will send you, for example, you'll have a kitty that'll run through and literally run and trip your feet. But the image they're sending telepathically is an empty food dish. And they're running in front of you to trip you to, hey, I'm trying to capture your awareness. My dish is empty. Now, those of you guys who play with squirrels, oh my goodness, squirrels are wonderful of standing right out in front of you with this really adorable look on their face and sending you the picture of, hey, the bird feeders are empty. Could you please fill up the bird feeders? So they're sending that telepathic visual image, and then it's up to you to go into your internal guidance to ask, what was that message for me personally? So along this, this question came in a couple of months ago, and we've been bouncing this back around, where the question is, so is my animal, can my animal guide, my totem, be like my spirit guide? Can they give me, show me yes, no, right, wrong? And I'm going to say yes and no. You know, yes in the fact that you may see them, you may ask the question, what's my next step? Is this a good choice for me? And all of a sudden, that totem animal, let's say it is a dragonfly, all of a sudden a dragonfly will land right in front of you, and if the answer is, no, this is really not a good time, they're going to fly away, come to you, fly away, come to you, fly away, but they're going to leave. If it's a yes, they're going to sit there and stare, stay right on, right in front of you, or they may even come and cling to your body, like land on your body. They may be looking right at you and just really taking a moment to, for you to get the message that they're sending you. Horses are wonderful to work with to ask, is this a good answer, a good choice for me, a good action step to take forward, because a horse will literally run away, or they'll buck, or they'll turn around and kick. They let their no be really, you know, it's really obvious what a no is. Yet their yes is very soft sometimes to come up and nuzzle with you. But we had that in a different conversation, you know, the differences between a soft no, a hard no, a soft yes, and a hard yes. So I don't want to go back over that conversation since we're talking about totem animals. So I just, for that clarity, me personally, when I'm talking to an archangel or an ascended master, I hear the information just like you're hearing my voice come out in English. It's a dialogue back and forth. When I'm communicating with an animal, I'll ask the question in English. Sometimes I'll send them the picture, like where does it hurt in your body, and they just keep sending visual, and then you'll hear me sometimes say, wait for a moment, because I have to translate that over into human speak. And so what I'm doing, what you're doing, is looking at all of the information that came in from all of the senses. How did the information feel to you? How did it sound to you? And how can I best translate that into information that my other human person can gather that information. If you use your internet a lot, there is a pretty profound story about El Diablo, who is a leopard, a black leopard, and I believe this was in the UK. So pardon me if I don't get the exact location correct. However, there was a rescue site that brought in this leopard, and the leopard was non-responsive or very aggressive. They just were not having good support, good progress with the leopard from a recovery perspective, from a let's allow you to change your life perspective. And the owners is not the right word, so I'm going to say caregivers. The caregivers of the leopard really weren't into energy work. You know, they really didn't follow a holistic approach, if you will, to speak to the animal directly at that time. However, they had heard about an animal communicator, and this guy is super skeptical. It's like, yeah, right, you know, you'll be able to speak to a leopard. So, but he brought this gal in, and she had her conversation with the leopard. And the very first thing that came out of his mouth is he did not like his name. So Diablo means devil. So from his perspective, it didn't matter how he showed up. He was perceived as the devil. And the very first thing the caregivers did was change his name from El Diablo, and his name became Spirit, was his new given name, Spirit. And they started talking about the shift that almost immediately he came out of hiding, he went over to his food dish, you know, he squared his shoulders, he comes up and wants interaction back and forth. So that's just one example of, you know, how powerful communication is back and forth from an animal to the human world. So a little off track there, but it really does, you know, fit in with where we're going of how information is conveyed. So we wanted to talk about, you know, how do I find my totem animals? Can I have more than one? And how do I interact with them? So let me see if we can just slowly walk through some of these. Notes I would like you to take. There is a woman who, and I don't know if, I know Ted's not on this plane. So let me start with Ted. Ted Andrews. Ted Andrews wrote a book called Animals Speak: The Spiritual and Magical Powers of Creatures Great and Small. I highly recommend picking up that book. And if you can get the last version that was published, I believe there are 10 or 12 more animals that were added than the version I purchased, you know, back when dirt was dry. And stop laughing. You know, that's true. Dirt is dry, right? So what I love about Ted Andrews' book is the animals are all given their own space. And he'll have a section on everything about, like, say, birds, for example. So in this, I just opened it up to hawks, and he'll have a keynote in here that talks about what hawk stands for. So here's just some examples. Hawk is a visionary power and guardianship. And then he'll talk about the cycle of power happens in spring and fall equinoxes. It happens for a new moon, which, by the way, just happened yesterday. So hawk energy, really prominent right now for new moon. There will be an image or images of the animal that you're looking at. And then there's paragraphs, lots of dialogue for you to read. Like this one has 2-3 pages that talk about just hawk. There is another section in here. No, I think he keeps this to keynote and cycle of power. And then there's a lovely index in the back that'll allow you to quickly go to the animal that you're looking for. The other author I would like you to kind of explore is Jamie Sams, S-A-M-S. Jamie wrote a couple books. One is called Medicine Cards. One is called Sacred Path Cards. It's all animal. And so in her book, I just opened up to Beaver. So in Beaver, she'll have an image of the animal with like a spirit, like a medicine wheel, that's the wrong way, like a dream catcher. But the dream catcher will have different totems on the bottom of it, talismans on the bottom of it. There's a little poem that she writes, and then it'll talk about what Beaver's all about. She goes into whether the information is coming directly at you or contrary. And that's a really key piece of information, contrary. So in this situation, Beaver is a builder. Today, this morning, I was out pruning a bush, and I noticed that there was a foul smell happening. So I was looking around, and you know, I'm off of this place I was pruning was just off of a really busy road, and we have a lot of geese and ducks that come here. They migrate here. They lay their eggs here. They raise their little hatchlings here. But it's funny because the mama will lay her eggs on one side of this massive, you know, very cars on it a lot road. And then after her babies hatch, she walks them across shields over to where the pond is. And here was a drake that had been killed, that didn't make it across the busy road, and somebody had kindly moved it from the middle of the street just over to the sidewalk, but another animal had pulled the drake into the bushes and had stripped it down bare. So my question that I was asking first is, was this a message for me personally? So that's a really great question to ask yourself. I just saw a dead drake, goose. Is there a message for me about goose? And is there a message for me about the fact that the goose was dead? But the key question here first is that a message for me? And if you've been working with me about the truth or lie rose, if something is my truth, the rose will stand true. It'll stand firm. But if it's not for me, the rose will fall over or fall apart or turn black, something like that, just so I know it's definitely a no. Later in the day, so it's, what, 12:30 now? But later in the day, I'm walking up to my front door, and there's this beautiful bull snake laying on the sidewalk. Beautiful bull snake. So snake is all about feminine energy, creativity. And the animal kingdom knew that we were having this conversation. The snake looked right at me, made sure that I connected, and then went off into the east because that was the easiest, you know, path out. That was for me. That was for me to share with you. Yes, snake energy came and joined us this morning. Here's what snake means. So how I use those two books is, I don't know what snake is. So I'm going to pick up Jamie Sands's book first. I'm going to flip to her index or however she does it. I'm going to scan for snake. And let me just look at page 61 in this book that I have. And just read a couple things for you so that we're teaching, we're modeling, and this is what I would do. Here's how I would go forward. So in her book, snake is about transmutation, how I move forward. Yet when I first talked about snake, to me snake energy is very feminine energy. It's healing energy. As a doctor, you'll see what's called the caduceus, which is a stick with a snake wrapped around it. So for me, snake means feminine energy, creativity. In Jamie Sams's book, she talks about transmutation for the fact that, you know, this snake is going to shed its skin. So questions that I could be asking if this had been for me and not for our call today is, what am I shedding? What do I need to shed in my life so that I can step into the new feminine creative aspects that are there for me? Does that make sense? So let me go to, I had mentioned that Jamie has a contrary. So what does contrary mean? We can have a direct message that, wow, snake was actually slithering towards me. I definitely know that information was for me. If the snake slithered away from me, then how I want to look at the message is the contrary, the flip side to the message. So when we're looking at feminine energy or creativity and the snake is coming to me, a question I might look at is, how can I be more creative? Snake is telling me I need to be more creative or bring more femininity versus masculinity, which is about doing, you know, putting it into action. feminine energy is where everything kind of gets mixed together. And let's say you were making the cookies and you're here's a really great example of masculine energy and feminine energy. Okay, so feminine energy, I'm making cookies. You have all of your ingredients out on the counter. And how many chocolate chips, if I'm making chocolate chip cookies, how many chocolate chips do I put in? Some people like one or two. Some people like seven bags of chocolate chips in their one cookie. So, but I'm mixing it. That's that creative flow. So the feminine energy does not mean female body. The feminine energy is about the mixing and the creating and the a little splash of this and a little splash of that. Contrary would be, wow, you put, you know, seven packages of M&Ms or chocolate chips into that one batch. That's a little bit too much. So that contrary might be, where have I over put too much feminine creativity into the mix? Does that make sense? So if I'm reading the message directly, usually the animal is coming to me. Contrary could be they're moving away. So I want to look at the flip of what the possible message is for me. Masculine energy for, in this situation, for creating the cookies would be the action of taking the cookie sheet and putting it in the oven, or taking the cookie sheet out of the oven. That's very masculine. It's a doing. I'm implementing. I'm putting something into action versus where before we were mixing things together. So hopefully that will play out a little bit more here. Another reason why I'm suggesting Jamie Sams is one of the questions that came through was, can I have more than one totem? Yes, you can. I have many. My main totem animal is a jaguar, and my other main is a butterfly. And butterfly for me is all about transformation, stepping into the beauty of who I am. Jaguar is everything. It doesn't matter what I step into in my life. I always go look at jaguar to see how that information, how jaguar can help me in that creation that I'm doing. Now, whenever I'm doing a healing session with someone and I'm setting the energy, I always call in their angels, their guides, and their helpers from the animal kingdom. And it's fascinating how many different animals will show up. Those are their helpers. Those are, quote, their totems, their messengers, their action items. So let's say, for example, we were you and I, because you and I are the only ones that matter on this call, right? We're just hearing and listening, and I really don't matter at all. It's all about you. Let's say we were doing a session together, and elephant stepped into your space. But specifically, it wasn't an adult elephant. It was a baby elephant. And then later in your session, the mom to the baby stepped in. There's a lot of information there. So elephant is definitely your totem. It's definitely for this part of the work that you would be doing in that situation. And for whoever this is on the call, the mom right now is taking her trunk up and trumpeting. She's blasting a sound out. And what she's showing right now is that sound as she moves her trunk up and out, and that sound wave is use elephant energy to clear the path of debris, to clear the sound of debris so that the new one, the baby, has a clear path to step forward in. How I would then take elephant, let's say it was you and I working, is all through the day, today, tomorrow, the next week, the following month, is pay attention to how many times elephant, as the totem, shows up for that particular thing you were looking at. You may be out and about, and all of a sudden your head whips to the left, and there is an amazing postcard with an elephant. Or the person right in front of you is wearing a T-shirt with a male elephant walking towards you, even though the guy, the person wearing the shirt's in front of you, the elephant is on the back, but it's walking towards you, tusks out, looking directly in your eyes. Maybe you're then studying or you're on the internet, and all of a sudden, here comes a story about elephants. And I'm laughing because we just had this. This has been on the internet for in the news for the last little while. There is a. I'm going to call them a herd of elephants. I think there's 15 in the group, even though they're not all related. So, 15 in the group that have traveled 500 kilometers through all kinds of situations. 500 kilometers. And people thought, well, they just broke out of the sanctuary where they were. And the elephants have a message. The elephants are trying to say, what you're doing to this land is wrong. You're not paying attention. And they're doing their job to get everyone's attention on why those 15 elephants have traveled so far and then laid down, sat down and said, here's where we're going to be. Even though the conditions aren't ideal, they're bringing awareness to what's happening in China, in the place where they're at. They're bringing awareness to the world about how are we taking care of our home, the Earth Mother. How are we caring for the water, for the air, for the how migration paths are? That's just one sidetrack of where the elephants are. So from that, you know, original question of how do I find my totem animal, you know, this is a couple different ways. We can go through finding a totem animal by asking, you know, it's going into a meditation space and asking, who is the totem animal that wants to assist me and then for a specific thing that you're working on, right? That's one way. In Jamie Sams's book, again, this is called Medicine Cards, and in from the iteration that I purchased, and again, I purchased this years ago, this deck had 44 cards. And I know that she's updated this with more cards in here. In the front of her book, she does spreads. And so you'll ask a question. Let's say you're doing the spread. You'll ask a question, and you can pull three cards, five cards, seven cards. She's got a 12-card kind of a life journey. So that's just one way of being able to shuffle the deck, get your energy into it, and pull the cards out. Another one, like I said, is to go into meditation and ask. Another way you can do it is to reach out. You know, I'm more than willing to help each of you discover different totems and how they're used in your life. We can do a healing session at any of the holistic fairs I'm at, or a private healing session. And in part of that, let's say, for example, again, we brought in your archangels, we brought in your ascended masters, we brought in all of those from the animal kingdom that had a message for you at that particular time, and elephant again showed up, then you and I would talk about why elephant was there for now, but is elephant something, an animal, a being that goes with you throughout your entire lives. So I'm just being shown to share this with you. At one of the fairs I was doing, this woman came up and she wanted to talk about her dog. You know, have I had this dog before? And the animal kingdom showed up and showed a whole pack of wolves that, you know, and canine is related to the wolf pack. But what this dog was trying to get this woman to do was to open her life up to her wolf family. So would I say wolf is her totem? Absolutely. Wolf is her main totem. Her dog that was not of the wolf descent would be like a familiar. It could be someone, a being who was just part of her daily life. I would not see her dog as a totem. The wolf, definitely a totem. And the fact that they actually showed up as a pack of seven, the fact that there were seven was key for her, and it fit into what she was working on. This morning, I had a friend said, oh, you're not going to believe who just came to visit me. And she sent me four or five pictures of this amazing dragonfly. So those are just different examples. Now, we can go to a deck of cards, right, and pull totems that way. We can do spreads with them. We can literally take animal speak and just flip open and ask who, you know, is that information for me for this day. Or, like I said, you can go a little deeper. But I believe everyone has, just like you have a main guide, you know, main angelic guide, you also have other beings that you communicate with. And guides simply are those who've crossed over the veil. They're not in human form anymore. They're in spirit form. So totems are usually in spirit form, but they will show you on physical form. So, again, here Fox just popped in and said, "Hi, I'm just running through the neighborhood. Just wanted you to see me today." So look in your neighborhood. We're going to have an assignment here at some point. But I know the assignment's going to be pay attention this week, this month. Pay attention to who steps in front of you. So let's go back to the snake. Let's say you were out hiking, and all of a sudden, snake runs right in front of you, but it's contrary, and blue jay steps right in front of you and starts squawking, 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 squawking. So two totems right there. So when I got back to my home, I would want to know, okay, Blue Jay, obviously you were the messenger, but you were so loud and you did not leave until I noticed Snake. But what else does Blue Jay have to teach me right now? And then what did I miss with Snake? So Blue Jay in that situation was just trying to get my awareness, right? However, Blue Jay might have a deeper message for me, like hummingbird, massive messages with hummingbird. If hummingbird is your totem, oh my goodness, powerful, powerful animal as a totem. Dragonfly, you know, coming through and flitting, and if dragonfly, so this was a true story. I'm down in Arizona, and I wanted to know, this goes back to hummingbirds, I was supposedly in a hummingbird garden, and I wanted to know, how would it be possible for me to have an experience with hummingbird? So I got really quiet, and I stood where I saw all these, you know, a bunch of hummingbird feeders, and then all of a sudden I felt, open your eyes. And this was a big adult, and he flew right in front of me, and he was about 3 inches from my nose, staring right at me, hovering right there in front of me. And then he went and touched my left shoulder. He flew over my head. He touched my right shoulder. He came back and was right in front of me and hovered again. He went up and touched my crown and then came back right in front of me and just hovered. And then I asked him for his message. And I get choked up when I remember this. It was like so powerful of a message. No matter how I move, whether I'm going to the left or the right, hummingbird is there. Hummingbird can go forward, backward, side, side. Hummingbird can go any direction. And yet the message, him hovering right in front of my nose until I got the message. And the moment I acknowledged him and said, thank you, he flew away. So, again, I'm going to have you, part of the homework, because we're going to build this for this month and next month, is take a book with you if you have to. But start noting when you're out about in the day, where your dreams go, who comes into your dream space, there's a message there. If you're out for a walk, who do you see? If you're in your house, who comes up to get your attention? Okay, that's going to be part of the assignment. So one of the questions that came in was, can I have more than one? So definitely yes. Can I have more than one? But how do I interact with my totem? So let's say we're outside again, and deer is in your, literally comes up, allows, let's say it's a female doe, it's a doe, and she allows herself to be seen. I would just stand there and say, hello. Hello, do you have a message for me? And deer is about grace, graceful, being graceful, very soft, beautiful energy. And I would wait and allow and to see how the doe wants to communicate. Again, usually if there's a message, they're going to find your eyes and look directly in your eyes to make sure you got the communication. If this beautiful doe simply wanted me to be aware of being in grace, she would just move around me. She may come towards me, but she may just move around me. And once she knows that, you know, I got the message, she may just slowly wander away. But you're going to laugh at this one. Again, true story. I had just feng shui'd my money space. So when you walk into your home or your bedroom, I did this for my home. So when you walk in the front door, the far left corner of your home is where abundance is. It's the what we call the money corner. You can do this in your office. You can do this in your bedroom. You can do this for the home, wherever. But that's the money corner. So I had just shifted the money corner with, you know, greens and plants and things that move, some wooden objects. Okay, everybody, I got dumped off the call. So I'm back, and it said our recording is going. So I'm trusting that our recording is there again. And I don't remember where I was, but I'm being shown to talk about this money corner. So I had just feng shui'd the home, that money corner for the home, and I had made a cup of tea, and so I decided to sit down in this room, which is also has a sliding door. It was officially a dining room, and I made it into my bird room. But I was sitting there, and here comes from the left, from that side of the money corner, right in front of my screen door, comes the first buck, male deer. Then a second buck. Then a third buck. Fourth buck. Fifth buck. And I had to start giggling because there's five fingers on your hand, and they were representing $5, right? A $5 bill, $5, to validate the fact that the energy I had shifted in that room was really effective. And they hung around my area for quite a few days. And I would like to say I counted them and it was 5 days, but I wasn't paying that close of attention. I do know that those five young boys came to visit me every day for a while, always on that corner. I never saw them on the east. I never saw them in front. It was always on that corner where the abundance corner is. So just a way of how a totem animal works in your world, right? Now, is buck my main totem? No, deer is not an animal that I would say is my, like I said, my main is jaguar and butterfly. Those are the two, and obviously hummingbird has a huge role in my life now. It didn't originally. You know, originally it was jaguar and butterfly. After that experience that I shared with you with hummingbird, hummingbird is definitely one of my, when I need to take action, hummingbird is who I call on. So deer had information for me. So that would be another way where I'm saying to use your totems is ask a question. So since I can't hear everybody, I'm going to make up some questions. So let's say my question is, I'm getting ready to make a decision. And it's a decision that has many moving parts. So let's say, for example, I'm looking for a new home, or I'm a college student and I'm looking for my first apartment. Okay, see where we're going here? So I'm going to ask Butterfly as my main totem, or one of my main totems, Butterfly, would you be with me as I'm looking around at different apartments or homes? Would you show me where we're in agreement, where this new rental would be in alignment with this choice I'm making? Right? So now we go off, we thank Butterfly, we know Butterfly is going to be part of how we're moving forward. We start looking at apartments, we start looking at homes, and all of a sudden we get out of the vehicle and there are, quote, lavender bushes, there are butterfly bushes all up and down the walkway leading to the entry of this new apartment that you're going in to look at. And as you enter the apartment, somehow somebody left a flyer with a butterfly right there on the counter. The business card of the person helping you, she hands the business card to you, and there is what? A butterfly on the business card. You go step out on the deck, and you look out again, butterfly bushes with huge monarchs flying all around the butterfly bush. That is an example of how that totem animal just literally clearly sent a message to you that this was the apartment home that was in alignment with what for your highest good and greatest joy. Okay? So here's another fun way of using totem animals. Let's say you go to Larkspur. So I'm in Colorado. Larkspur is a fair where they do jousting and games, and people walk around with these funnel things, pure sugar, and these big turkey legs, and it's everything's in obsession, too much, right? And you've already had the turkey leg, and you've already had the corn on the cob, and you've already had a bite of this sugar. And you have asked your totem, so let's go back to Wolf. Let's say Wolf was your totem. You already asked Wolf to be there with you today as you make wise choices for yourself. And you see this death by chocolate ice cream place. And when they say death by chocolate, they literally mean death by chocolate. And all of a sudden, somebody walks in front of you with a shirt that has a wolf on it, and they walk away from death by chocolate. All right? But you didn't get the message, so you literally are still walking to the counter to get your 17 layers of brownie with chocolate ice cream, with chocolate chips, with chocolate syrup, on top of chocolate, dipped in chocolate, deep fried in chocolate, with more chocolate. And there's a little girl in front of you holding a stuffed wolf. But the stuffed wolf is looking right at you, right? And you look up and you see the guy with the shirt again, and he's walking away from you. Wolf is there sending you a message right in front of you. Hey, this is not the place for you to be. Okay, so we showed an example of, yes, here's the butterfly bushes, yes, 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 yes. And we showed the example of a totem taking you around the corner and saying, no, we need to come over here. You know, let's go have some water. Let's have something different than this experience that we're sitting in right at that time. So just examples of how can I play with my totem. So let's do one more. We're coming up on an hour here, and I want to keep these to where they're manageable with your time schedule. How do I interact with my totems? So the first thing I would suggest doing is say hello. Hello, I acknowledge you're here. Hello, I acknowledge you're here. The second thing I would do is ask that question, are you here for me? So again, I gave you that example earlier of the goose carcass, like when we first got on the line, the goose carcass. that was not for me, right? It was information for our call, but the message about a dead animal was not for me at that time. So, but we want to say hello. We want to say, are you here for me? And then ask the question, what message are you wanting me to have? And how I find the messages come in the best, well, I sure do apologize. We keep getting knocked off this call. So that's a good message that it's time for us to wrap this up. So we talked about say hello and then ask the question, is this a message for me? And then let's get really quiet. What would you like to communicate with me? And the quieter you bring yourself and just open up your heart, open up your eyes, open up your ears, allow them to give you the message. Right? And then after the message comes in and after the message is acknowledged, thank them. Sometimes they want something from you as well. So be prepared to give them a message as well. But usually it's gratitude. They're here to give us something and gratitude. So again, we want to say, hello. Are you here for me? What's the message? So let me just add something to the what's the message. Because we want to look at, was the animal coming towards me or away from me? And if the message is towards me, then we want the full-on message. If the animal's walking away from me, then I want to look at the contrary. So in our example earlier about, well, let's go to beaver. Let me just open the book here. Let me open the book to otter. Nope, let's not do that one. Spider. Okay, so spider is weaving, and it's weaving dreams, you know, really allowing your dream to come into your dream catcher. Spider's all about weaving. And, you know, when we look at spider, it's like being thankful for spider. So if this was a message for me, but it was contrary, so as an example, the spider was walking away from me would be one, or if I saw a spider web that had been torn, and it really captured my awareness, where I would be asking the message is, where do I have holes in my gathering mat for the dream I'm wanting to create? Where are things broken? Where do I need to put attention that there is no spider web that has been created, no dream catcher that has been created for my dream to manifest, right? So it's always asking, stay in the question. Allow the answer to come because you're staying in the question. So we want to say hello. We want to ask, is the message for me? We want to know what's the message, and then we definitely want to be in gratitude and thank them. So let's bring everything to closure. I'm going to give you two things to do for and a homework for an assignment. Is really take a book with you, if you, a little notebook, but I want you to start just jotting down who comes into your awareness every day for the next 30 days, because we're going to meet again. On July 10th is when we're coming back to Animal Totems. Who is trying to get my awareness? And then you can also add, were they coming towards me? Were they going away from me? Were they moving to the west? Were they moving to the east? Just notice the direction, who, and you can ask what kind of a message was there. And then the second thing, homework, is would you please email in questions that you definitely want me to cover in next month. This morning I got this thing that we were going to build this out June, July, and August. So they're saying that this is a really beautiful topic. They're really excited to be participating, and so let's not rush. Let's take our time. Let's really dig in and get into more depth, because there's questions. I know there's more people on this call than write to me. So would you send in your questions about what you noticed, what your experiences are, so that I can then put them out for everybody else so that we have a clear recording. So thank you very much for joining me today, again on part one of Totem Animals. So from all who have joined us, the little elephant, the little baby elephant, he's tooting his little trunk, and he's just jumping around in joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining with us and playing. So until we meet again, please send me your questions, your comments, your experiences, and I will see you all again in July. Bye, everybody.